It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
Welcome to the B-movie breakdown, episode number 84. This week, we go where no woman's ever gone before, into the boys' locker room. We watched Just One of the Guys. It is available on Netflix streaming, so you two can watch the movie. I'm Corey, and Gina and Ryan are not here this week. I'm joined by my lovely fiancé,
Kaylee.
And we watched Just One of the Guys from 1985. Before we get into the movie, the B-Movie Breakdown is a weekly podcast where we find the humor and enjoyment in low-budget and lesser-known films of the past and present, home of the good, the bad, the what the fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed on the prior episode so you two can join in on the madness. You can listen if you subscribe on iTunes, on our website, bnbpodcast.com, or on Stitcher. You can reach us on our website, our email, bnbpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter, @bnbpodcast, or on our Facebook page. Just search B-Movie Breakdown or BNB Podcast. As far as what the fuck goes, I wrote down quite a few for this week's movie. But I haven't seen this movie. Have you ever seen this movie before?
Never seen it before.
I have seen this movie before. It's been a very long time. But when I was younger, I used to just watch this movie because...
The boobs.
The boobs at the end.
You watched the whole movie
for the boobs? Yes, I would watch the whole movie for that little bit of boobs at the end.
Oh my god.
And it's like a quick, it's just like... It's
like one flash of boob and that's it.
For some reason in my head, like before we started watching it, I thought there were like more moments like of her like when she's trying to dress up as a guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I just remember there was like the scene with the boobs. But then I remember them playing this on like cable too, so they have to like edit that scene out.
Right.
But that scene is like the whole...
Yeah, that's a pretty key scene in the movie.
It's like the whole thing. Like, how do they cut that? Or even like, I guess if they blurred it.
Yeah.
But if you cut it, they just come back and you didn't, like, what happened? Like, you don't really...
What's going on? Nobody knows.
The conversation doesn't even make any sense from that point on. But for those who don't know, the movie is about... It's about this girl, Terry Griffith. She's a student, a senior, I believe. I'm assuming. They never really said what year
she
was.
Her boyfriend's in college, so she's probably a senior. We can assume, but they never say.
Yeah, and everybody in this movie, and it's like this in a lot of movies around this time. I mean, I feel like this is like any high school type of movie, but especially around then, in like even with like things like Saved by the Bell and things like that, they get these people to play high school kids that are like... way too old, I feel.
Yeah, clearly not high school aged. Any of them.
Like in 85, let's see. So, in 1985, the main character of Terry Griffith, played by Joyce Heiser...
He's calculating, folks.
She would have been 28 years old.
Okay.
She was 28.
Wow.
She was born in 1957.
And clearly, like, her younger brother didn't look that incredibly young. Like...
He looked younger... He looked like he could play the role of the younger, like, he was supposed to be, like, a freshman.
Yeah, but he had, like, a six-pack, and he didn't look like a freshman.
The younger brother?
Yeah, I didn't think so at all, but that's my opinion.
He was born in 7, he would have been, like, he would have been, like, 16 years old.
Oh, alright, well, he actually was his age, I guess.
He was, like, the perfect age.
Okay, but
age.
Let's talk about the college boyfriend, because the college boyfriend looked like he was 40.
He easily, and a lot of the guys at her school...
Looked old.
Looked like they're easily, yeah. Like, and I had wrote down, a lot of these people look like, between, like, 25 and, like, 35.
Mm-hmm,
and
absolutely.
And nail on the head with her, she's good looking.
Yeah.
It's not like she wasn't good looking, or she definitely looked youthful, but you could definitely tell she didn't.
What I didn't understand is, like, yes, I know most of the movie she was dressed as a boy, but even when she was dressed as a girl, it didn't look like she had these huge boobs. Then she flashes them. Like, her boobs are huge.
She wore a lot of, like, bigger clothing, though. I think the only time you could have seen that she had, like, bigger boobs was in the very beginning when she woke up in bed. She's wearing, like, a tank top and, like, underwear, and she got out of bed. A lot of the movie, she was wearing like a tight or something underneath with like something bigger draped over. It's like the style in the 80s to have like a bigger thing. Sweatshirts. And where do you think they lived in this movie?
Well, they lived at their parents' house.
No, where did they live?
I don't. It never said.
Like,
I'm guessing California because it was by the beach.
Okay.
Because remember, their prom was by the
ocean. This is true, but it could have been the East Coast, because she very clearly
had has an accent. You're right.
She didn't try to lose her accent whatsoever.
No, and it got worse when she pretended to be Boy Terry.
Boy Terry. Yeah, it's in the Boy Terry voice, which is Terrence. But they, just so we can get into things, the overall the plot is, like, she tries to submit this paper, can't get it submitted because she feels like it's because she's a woman, nobody believes her. I'll get into that in a second because it was totally proved wrong within, like, minutes of her going to the other school. She decides that if she's gonna go to this other school that's not far away and pose as a boy and submit her article that way.
So basically, she creates a whole new identity for herself. No, she doesn't
even. She doesn't really even create a new identity. Her name is still Terry Griffith.
Well,
she doesn't even change her name. The schools are so close together. You don't think anybody would know about Terry Griffith? Like, she's like Miss Popular.
That's the beauty of the movie in the 80s. No one cares.
She's like Miss Popular at this other school. Like, I feel like somebody at the neighboring school might know about Terry Griffith. Maybe not. Maybe they would just think, oh, that's a coincidence, same name.
Right.
But she didn't... She cuts her hair to look more like a boy, but I still feel like she looked very feminine.
Oh, absolutely. I was just going to say that.
Like, she looked like a younger boy, but she... I feel she did a better job not showing off she had bigger boobs when she was girl Terry, as opposed to when she was boy Terry.
Right.
Sometimes she wore like a jacket and like then you couldn't tell. But the one time she was just wearing like a flannel and like a vest.
Yeah.
And you could totally tell like she had boobs. And even in gym class, she like did nothing. Like I was expecting like, oh, she's gonna like duct tape her boobs down or something.
Yeah, that would have been the smart thing.
You know, just something, some sort of sports bra type of, I don't know, something to like conceal them to make it seem like, you know, and I really don't even understand how when she was in the gym class and she, like, started the fire so everybody could leave so she could change.
Right.
She changed, and then how did she end up changing back?
Well, she went to the nurse's office, remember? Because she had she had intestinal disease or
something. Well, she faked sick, which was, like, the most obvious, like, faking of sick ever.
And even then, the gym teacher didn't believe her, but he just gave up.
And then, like, a little bit... But that wasn't the same day it was the intestinal thing. That was, like, a day or so later.
She brought an excuse, a note, after she'd, quote-unquote, seen the doctor.
But in some of the... There's been other movies very similar to this. There was one... She's the Man?
Yeah, Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes. Now, in this, how did she go about, like, was it the same scenario?
Well, she taped her boobs, first of all. But it was something about she wanted to play soccer, and either she wanted to get a scholarship or she wanted to be on a certain team, and she couldn't be.
But was it in college?
I don't remember. It was either high school or college. Because they were older.
No, it was high school.
Okay.
So the thing is, in these movies like this, and this one, She's the Man seems to be the same thing. It's all these movies are typically based on The Twelfth Night, which is by William Shakespeare. Very similar plot, like under disguising themselves as the opposite sex to gain something or prove something. It happens in quite a few movies. There's Sorority Boys was one.
Well, that happened a lot in real life with Shakespearean actors.
Well, yeah, they would do that, but, like, that specific play was about... they're all based on the same thing. Also Just One of the Girls.
Oh, boy. Is that a sequel?
I'm assuming it has to obviously be a play off of this.
Right.
But it was also called Anything for Love. It was a direct-to-video teen comedy starring Corey Haim and Nicole Eggert. Well, in the year 93, I guess Corey Haim wasn't so popular anymore, so that makes sense. And then there was also Ladybugs Though in that one, I feel like it made more sense for them getting away with it because Rodney Dangerfield was dressing the kid up as a girl, and there wasn't any sort of like, oh, where is, like, in this, she goes to this Pearl whatever school. It's like Pearl something.
Yeah.
And she goes to the other school. So for this 2-week period, she's at this other school. Like, nobody at this school cares.
But it wouldn't have mattered anyway because her parents were gone for 2 weeks. So yeah, even but, like, if the other school called the house, her parents were gone, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but, like, we'd still be concerned that she's not around for 2 weeks. She didn't, like...
Yeah, there but were, there was who never would they
a,
tell?
There was never a... They could call her parents or call somebody.
Her parents don't have cell phones. It's the 80s.
I know that. They could, like, I mean, they could leave a message if she hasn't, if they have an answering machine. Answering machines were around in the mid-80s.
So was the delete button.
And they could, I'm sure they had some sort of other phone numbers for some sort of other emergency contacts.
Yeah.
I feel like, and her brother was still going to school.
Right.
So it's not like, oh, maybe she's on the vacation with her parents.
Or maybe she's
But there was
sick.
Never a scene, like, they should have just shown a scene where the brother gives, like, a note.
Right.
From the parent. Like, it's so simple.
Would have tied it all together.
Yeah, it's something so simple to do, but they just decided to just, oh, nobody cares that she's just gone. Like, even her boyfriend, like, not knowing where she is more majority of the time, he never thought to go to this, just go to the school.
Right.
And be like, oh, where's Terry? And then they'll be like, oh, I don't know, she hasn't been here for 2 weeks.
And in the beginning scene, it showed him taking her to school.
Yeah.
Like, it, and it, insinuating that that was, like, their routine. So if that was the case,
yeah,
they would
I
probably
don't
know. Be like, what?
And it was very weird because, like, this, they're both clearly public schools, yet the one school was, like, everybody there was, like, rich. Yeah, they were, like, they were all, had, like, really nice, I mean, he had a nice car, he was in college, whatever, I don't know his deal, and he seemed to be a little bit fancier and things yeah. like that. But even at the school, all the cars looked really, really nice. I thought that was kind
at
of...
At which one? The Pearl one?
Yeah, they all had, like, really nice cars. You didn't see too many people's cars at the other school.
Well, when Sandy or whatever asked, oh, you live so close to Pearl, why don't you go there? Terry said, oh, I don't want to go with those rich snobs or something.
He yeah, made like, a comment I hate that about school. That.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the... I guess more in the beginning of the movie when the teacher first, like, says, oh, like, who gets this article? It's like an internship, essentially, like a summer internship. That's why I assume she was a senior, because why else would she be wanting right. this summer internship? I feel like it went, like, maybe something towards
college or
something.
First of all, can we just sidetrack and talk about how creepy the freaking journalism teacher is?
Yes, that's what I was going to talk about.
He is a creepo.
He is... Well, first, I liked when he was, like, talking about how when he's going to post the articles. I don't know why. He just didn't tell them. But then he mentioned what he was going to have for lunch. And then just
tuna salad on whole wheat. Ha, ha, ha.
And just stood there for, like, a few minutes and then walked away. It was really weird. But then he gets caught by Terry.
Having a creepy conversation with another teacher about how she looks so good and her legs go on for days.
And the guy was like, what, do you want to lose your job? He's like, this job? Oh, I'd lose it for her.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, well, let's flunk her so we can keep her around.
Yeah. And then even at the end, he ends up feeling bad for acting that way and for essentially not giving her the internship because of her article. The thing is, though, he mentions how it wasn't because of her sex and because the article was boring.
And then the other teacher
said
the same
thing. The other teacher says the same thing.
So really, it's just like, clearly, Terry, a.k.a. Terrence, you suck at writing.
Yes.
You're not good.
So, like, instantly, when she goes to the other school, it's proven, her whole thing is proven wrong that it wasn't because she was a woman. But I guess it was because he admits it at the end that it was because she was a girl.
Which makes no sense, because is it one way or is it the other?
It was like, I guess, a combination of both, that it did suck and that she's a girl. But the other guy just said it plain sucks.
Right.
It was well done, but it was boring.
Right.
And that was the whole thing. Like, it was about, like, lunch food or something.
Yeah.
And
it was about the healthiness of the cafeteria lunch.
I can't remember what the other people's articles were about. One was about drugs, I think, and I can't remember the other one. The two winners of that school. Apparently this was, like, a thing in the area to have this competition for this Tribune newspaper.
Sun Tribune or something.
Some sort of local or newspaper of some sort. not only was her... It's a lot in this movie, actually. This is what I was thinking of. It's a lot in this movie of where you get these creepy guys and, like, all, like... It's just like a movie, like, all guys are just all horned up because you get, like... The brother who is just unbelievably obnoxious and just, like, constantly...
Oh, my God.
...throwing these lines and...
His imitation of the way that sex happens is, like, the funniest thing ever. It's, like...
He was just like, having, crazy. Like, an insane orgasm.
After, like in the middle thrust. Of, literally one thrust.
In the middle of, like, the fucking lunchroom. And he has got Playboy pictures posted all over his walls.
Lots of 80s bush all over the walls. Yes.
It's just all over the place. And I like when he was trying to teach her how to be a guy.
Yeah. You gotta scratch your nuts and
blah, yeah, blah, like, blah. These are the things that you
guys take up a lot of space.
Yeah, that was the one thing I wrote down. Like, oh, yeah, guys take up space. Like, he was just, like, the worst. And he goes... And then he was like, what did he say? Shit, what did he say right then? He said, guys take up space... And then, oh, then when he was, like, telling her how to, like, talk to girls, he was like, hey, what's up, baby? Yeah. He never talked like that ever again.
I'm a sex machine.
Yeah, you like, dig it? He was like, oh, I'm gonna talk like this jive-talking, like, black dude. And, like, but he never talked like that again to ever pick up a girl. Like, one time he was like, oh, your touch is the reason I went through puberty.
Dumb.
And some, like, unbelievably terrible lines.
Terrible.
terrible lines. And then all along this whole entire time that Terry's doing this whole scheme, and then she ends up doing continuing to dress as a boy to, it's like the new inspiration for her article.
Yeah, because she gets to know this character, Rick, and befriends him, and Rick thinks that she is Terrence, that she is in boy form, and that's what he believes, that that's who she is. So they become friends and they hang out and they get to know each other, and then over time she starts to develop a slight crush on Rick.
So it's some weird, like, gender things going on here overall. So you got, like, Rick, who is now friends with Terry, who he thinks is a boy, and Terry is pretending to be a boy and falling in love with Rick. So that's already, like, this, like, gender swapping kind of, like, what's going on. But then at the end, once Rick finds out that Terry is a woman, he's upset. Naturally, you'd be like, what the hell, I thought you were this dude, you're a woman, that's fucked up. Most people would be like, you got issues, I don't know, maybe somebody would end up being friends with the person, I don't know, after being betrayed and things like that. But then at the end he ends up, like, being like, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, which him thinking that it was a guy the whole time is very strange.
So that's what I mean by these gender issues that were going on. So, like, did he develop feelings prior? Like, have these weird feelings for Terry as a guy?
Yeah, as a guy.
So, like, what is he, like, doesn't know...
Is he confused? Yeah, is, like... Is he bi?
Yeah, is he bi? I don't know, because, like... He all of a sudden just like, oh, now I'm, like, in love with you, Terry. Like, my feelings have changed and I'm in love with you.
So fuck, you go from being super pissed to being, like, head over heels in love, which happens all the time in these cheesy ass movies.
But granted, in this, though, we don't really know how much time has passed.
True.
Because she goes back to school, she gets the internship, and it's like, oh, whatever. And then it fades to black, and then she's like, her hair looked a little bit longer.
They had mentioned that it was summer. Usually, let's say prom's in April or May, so it had only been a few months, we can say. We can guess. But definitely during the time she was interacting with Rick, it definitely made for some really awkward scenes. Like the bathroom scene where she's just like, we're just a bunch of guys. This is bonding. Like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. We're just bonding.
And even when...
In the bathroom next to the urinals.
Even when
talking.
She was in the urinal...
And then she brushed his hair back with her hand. Yeah. And it was just really awkward. And he's like looking at her like, what?
Even when he was in the bathroom the first time and he was like... Or Terry was like... Oh, yeah, just got finished.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that was kind of funny, though. Like, oh, she's trying so hard to be a guy, and she just doesn't get
how it works.
Yeah. And my other concern was, we were talking about how she's just gone from school for 2 weeks. How did she enroll herself into this other school for 2 weeks?
True.
This is another thing that they just leave out. Like, it happens in movies where, okay, oh, we're going to try to enroll this person into this school and, you know, make it seem like they go here and they're really this. And
it happened usually, in Encino Man.
Yeah, but they show a scene that, like, they fake the documents and they, like, you know what I mean? They get them into, like, the school system and they get them a schedule. They're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not, they show something. Even in a movie like Encino Man.
Well, she showed her schedule.
To the camera.
Yeah.
How did she obtain a schedule?
True.
She just all of a sudden went to the school this day as a boy and already had
hey,
a schedule.
Hey, I'm the new kid in school. Give me a schedule, please.
Yeah. Oh, where's your records from your old school and blah, 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 blah. Like, nobody, like, she just all of a sudden just has these things. They're, like, they could have just done these little things to, like, show you, oh, she snuck in and, like, snuck a file in with, like, Terry Griffith on it or something.
Right.
And even in a movie like Encino Man, they go to the extra little step to
and
show
you. And he's a caveman.
Yeah, to show you that they, you know, oh, he's this exchange student and blah, 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 blah. We slipped in the records and, you know, and now he goes to the school. This and this is just like, oh, she just goes to the school now, I guess. I don't know. It was something that bothered me throughout the whole movie. I just couldn't get over the fact that she
and it's
was
really
enrolled.
Funny how also, like, Sandy, the girl character Sandy, like, that wants to date Terry as a boy, she just, like, comes on really strong. Like, she is,
who?
Like, trying... Sandy.
Oh,
she's,
Sandy.
Like, trying to make out with him in the cave, and then, like, her cousin, like, leaves them alone so they can have some private time. And then she, like, gets half naked in the bedroom.
She just wanted some Terry.
My favorite line of the whole movie. It's like I'm a visitor from Planet Slut. Did you miss that one?
No, I definitely got that one. And Sandy seems okay. And, like, once again, here's some gender, like, swapping, weird, like, confusing issues that would go on in somebody's head. Sandy, obsessed with Terry, who she thinks is a boy.
Who turns out to be a girl.
No problem with that. I guess I was in love with a girl pretending to be a boy. That's normal.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden she changes her tune and then ends up hooking up with Sandy's brother, Buddy.
Yeah, at the prom, they kind of, like, hit it off at some point.
And,
they were talking
and then my
and
other favorite line of the movie comes in. We're just two American, clean American teenagers just experimenting with some sexual, just sexually experimenting or something like that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but it was
like,
just
and
like,
then she just stands there in the doorway all awkwardly
I just
and
feel
watches.
Like, I just
what?
Feel like that would multiple scenarios in this movie would confuse especially a teenager sexually.
Yeah.
Like Sandy, like, oh, I was falling for this boy who is actually a girl,
so
pretending
does that
to be
make
a boy.
Me a lesbian?
Yeah, like, what is that? Like, I'm just okay with that, which is fine, whatever, you're then okay. But it's just like that, like, oh, nope, it was fine. It was just like, this happened. I'm not confused or, like, messed up in the head at all for somebody messing with my head, making me think one thing and it was really another thing. And not telling me until, and even, I feel like nobody ever got a full explanation, except for, I'm gonna assume Sandy, because she was at the house at the end.
Right.
So she knew.
But then
I
he's
think.
Like.
But then at the prom, she kisses Rick, and everybody thinks that that's a boy.
Yeah, a boy kissing another boy.
And it's never explained to
the
all these
thing,
people, this whole entire school.
No.
So the next day it's...
That's true. That's not true.
He just
because
says she
Rick
has boobs.
Because Rick goes, don't worry, she's got tits. And everyone's like, what?
No, one guy, a bunch of people are like, yeah, right, whatever, it makes no sense. And then she goes, oh, whoa, whoa. And she just
yeah, then she's
like
back
a boy.
To being a boy again. That's right.
Yeah.
So, I thought, what is she going to do? Flash her boobs to the entire like,
I thought
prom?
The same thing,
because
too.
That would make sense. It would make more sense than what actually happened.
And then, so all these people go back to school the next day, and are just like, yeah, do you remember when that new dude, Terry, kissed Rick?
So
like, they're
I
all
w-
just thinking,
yeah.
like, that Terry was like, all of a sudden, there was this Terry was gay the whole time, and then left. He just disappeared after prom.
Right.
And then everybody at the other school didn't know. Like, I thought people were going to, like, at the end, like, the one guy comes up to her and he goes to ask her out because she's no longer with Kevin. But I thought he was going to be like, oh, what, are you still a boy? Blah, blah. Make, like, a joke. Like, oh, now
yeah.
it's this thing that everybody knows that it happened.
Right.
But really, there was only, like, a few people that ever really knew that. Well, she wrote the article, I guess. So people
right.
read the article.
Right.
So I guess there's the
explanation. Well, even Rick read the article. I read your article.
Yeah. So I guess the rumor could have gotten around. I forgot all about that, the article came out. So I guess it could have went around for whatever reason. We were talking about Buddy before and how weird and sexual he was. At one point, I think it might have been Kevin that was at the door. Oh, no, it was her. The first time she dresses as a boy. He goes, what are the odds of it being a homeless nymphomaniac?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? There were so many, like...
You want to sleep with a homeless nympho? Okay.
Yeah, it's just, like, so unbelievably weird. The brother was just, like, off. Just so weird. And then, there's always some sort of, like, bully or whatever in a lot of these 80s, like, rom-com type of movies. And there definitely wasn't this one. And it was played by Billy Zabka, who most people know from The Karate Kid. He was the bad guy in The Karate Kid. He played Johnny.
So he's just a typecasted bad guy.
Yeah, in the 80s, he was very much the...
The bully.
Your typical bully character. And never really got out of that.
You know, the one thing that I hate about 80s movies is when they, like, go so overboard with, like, the nerds.
I was going to get to that when you mentioned Planet Slut. Because And it was a thing in the 80s for, like, the over-the-top nerd characters. And it worked in some movies, like Revenge of the Nerds. Like, those characters, they're hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic movie, and it works. And I feel it was a product of its time to do the nerds that way. There's a lot of 80s movies that do that. But nowadays, there's still some movies where they do that with, like, nerds. And it's like, nerds, that's not even what a nerd is now. Like, it's almost even impossible to classify anything as a nerd, because essentially nerd culture has basically taken over everything, and there almost really isn't a thing as just a one specific nerd.
Right.
Because now everybody has their own, like, nerd things. Like, I'm
like
a nerd.
Like, comic book nerd. You're a comic book nerd.
Like,
you're a video game nerd.
Like, I nerd out on this, or zombies, or whatever. It's kind of all over. But yes, the nerds in this, oh my god.
They were really, like, who carries around reptiles with them at
school? No. That guy was normal.
What?
Compared to the other ones.
No.
He was normal compared to the other two. Like, it was weird that he carried around, like, reptiles.
Oh,
but, like,
the other two spoke in a different language.
he was weird. Okay, he carried around reptiles, and they just let him do this in the school. Snakes, iguanas,
lizards,
geckos, whatever. And it was fine. Like, apparently nobody at the school gave two shits about this. But even though he was that weird, when he talked to people, he was pretty normal.
Right.
He was kind of just, like, weird in that sense, and then he was kind of weird looking.
I mean, he took his lizard, his monitor, in the shower.
Yeah.
And walked out with it and was like, watch your toes.
Yeah. It's just, that's what I mean, and nobody cared that he was just able to do this, and it's okay. The other thing, the other two nerds, though, they were, like, I don't even know how to describe them, because, like, you take something like Revenge of the Nerds and smash it together with Mork from Ork. Like, you know what I mean? Like, weird kind of thing. Robin Williams just passed away, which is unfortunate. But, like, you get Mork, and then you mix it with, like, Revenge of the Nerds, and you get these guys. And that's what I thought at first. I thought at first, like, oh, they're trying to be like Mork. Like, that they're just being silly. But no, they weren't.
No.
They were just like, wee, 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 wee. And they even, like, made those noises and stuff. Like, what? Like, why? Like, literally, if there were two people in a classroom talking like this to the teacher and everybody else, they'd be like, you might need some help.
Right.
Like, you're not just, like, being, like, a nerd. You're like, there's, like, I don't know. They were literally talking that way for a good chunk of the time. Like,
a lot.
Not even just to each other. Like, and they'd be like, from the planet, this is Earth, we know, blah, 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 Earth lady. Like, like, jeez Louise, like, and to me, it was funny. Like, I thought it was pretty silly. And, one of the nerds, this dude right here, I don't know how to pronounce, how would you pronounce that name, do you think? Ari Gross? I don't know. He's been in a lot of movies. He was in Minority Report, House 2, a movie we have watched for this before. And a few other movies in the 80s. Ski School, I'm pretty sure. Maybe that was this other dude. I don't know. He's in a bunch of movies in the 80s. I definitely recognized him. He was one of the nerds. And then they were wearing, like, absurd tuxes.
Yeah.
And that's what made me think even more of, like, Mork. It had, like, the V thing. And they were just like, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. Like, at the prom. Like, God, how much, like, could they really, like, make these, you know, these nerds just, like, they were just unbelievable. Like, and I understand you wanted to be nerdy and stuff.
They definitely drove it home.
Yeah, it was like a step too far. It just a little bit over the line. I just didn't even understand what the hell they were saying. And you know what I thought was also kind of interesting? How she knew the campus so well for the other school immediately.
Right.
Like, she knew where everything was.
That's true.
Like, she, first day, like, maybe there was a scene where she went and scoped it out. I don't know. We were never shown this. But she already knew where everything was. There was, like, no secrets for her in this new school. And we keep going back to weird teachers. The gym teacher, I thought,
oh,
was very creepy and weird.
He was so creepy and weird.
He was very obsessed with bowling, but then at one point he mentioned
weekly jockstrap inspections.
Yeah, weekly jockstrap inspections? Like, he said 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh my God.
That jockstrap inspections happen. Like, how fucking weird. That reminds me of the gym teacher in Nightmare on Elm Street 2. He is very, he ends up being, like, this gay guy who is, like, into S&M and things like that. And it's a weird, like, random, like, sub thing for the character to even have in that movie in general. But I instantly thought of that guy, because it's like, oh, the weird, creepy, like, slightly homoerotic gym teacher. And, like, I don't know why he had to say that there's surprise jockstrap inspections. And then what? How did he just have, extra clothes?
I don't know. And a whole extra jockstrap, too, which is freaking disgusting.
Yeah, and then, like, the whole sweatsuit. Like, I don't even understand where she...
I think she just put on all of the gym clothes he gave her to try to, like, cover up
in
disguise.
Yeah. And then the guys run in, like, the Billy Zabka's character, Greg, and all the other, like, top guys run in. They're like, shower squad! And they, like...
Let's shower the new kid! Ah.
That wasn't weird at all. Let's just grab this boy, this, like, 16-year-old boy, and
throw him in the shower.
And shower him.
Can we also talk about the fact that he's, like, insane weightlifting character and is, like, essentially weightlifting people and tables and lifting.
Well, no, he only ever lifted tables and benches.
No, he didn't. He was like, we need to do these bicep curls, and he, like, grabs a hold of the nerd, or the freshman, remember? He grabs the freshman by the pants and, like,
oh, yeah, in the beginning, yeah. And then I guess at the end he does lift up Terry.
Yeah.
Being that she is a woman and not a boy.
She probably weighs, like, 86 pounds, so I'm sure it's not too hard.
But I thought his character was kind of funny, because I love that he always wore the fingerless gloves. And then even at the prom, not wearing them, and when it's like, oh, time to fight, pulls the fingerless gloves out of his pockets to put them on.
That's
to fight.
That's terrible.
I was like, I thought that was just, like, a weird, like, really good, like, attention to detail. Like, oh, this is how Greg fights. He always has to have the fingerless gloves. Like, even at the prom, he's got his fingerless gloves going.
Like, oh, I'm gonna lift you over my head and just throw you in the ocean. That was just weird.
And then, I thought it was also weird, Terry's friend in the movie, I don't really recall her name.
Oh, I forget. The one that she asked to go to prom with.
Yeah, her friend is, at one point, wants to be her Denise.
Yeah.
Wants to be her younger brother.
Yeah, well, I think she was joking.
I thought that was weird.
Because she made friends with Rick, and she said Rick was cute, and she was like, oh, I know.
She went into the men's locker room.
So she's like, oh, can I pose as your younger brother, blah. But I think it was just like a, you know, joke.
You know what was a weird thing about Rick, too, was his obsession with James Brown? Why did they even mention that?
That was really weird. He's like, no, I only dance by myself in my room. But then at the prom, they showed him busting some major moves.
Yeah, but I don't even care that he was obsessed with James Brown. I don't care who he was obsessed with.
Yeah.
Why do they mention it? It was never brought up again.
Yeah.
Like, I really, they never mentioned it.
Yeah, that's strange, isn't it?
Like, I think one time, like, right after that, she made a joke about James Brown. When he came to school dressed cool. But after that, it was never meant. They made, like, such a big deal about, don't go in my room, don't go in my room. And, like, yeah, I'm just obsessed with James Brown. He's, like, the best. And, like, I thought maybe at the prom he would have danced to, like, a James Brown song or something.
Well, it would have made sense. But or he only dances to James Brown in his room alone.
Something to James Brown would have happened, and no payoff from that whatsoever. I don't even understand why even bother with that. And the one part I kind of liked too was when Rick stood up for everybody against Greg in the lot and the.
Yes, I like.
I thought that was kind of funny because he was just like, he's just so cool. He can lift a table. I thought that was funny because that's essentially all he ever did. And the whole movie, I kept thinking it was weird. Like, why is his thing just like lifting tables? And the fact that they actually went out of their way to mention that all he does is lift tables. And then one, we were talking about the nerds, when they do the whole thing and, like, they're gonna, like, get in a fight, but then the teachers and, like, the security comes in and is like, all right, everybody out of here, because they all start lifting the tables. The nerds, like, do some weird, like, victory dance, like, song. They're like, beep, boop, ba-da-ba, beep, boop, beep, boop. And they're, like, dancing. And it was just, like, literally that's what they were, the sounds they were making. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I thought that was so unbelievably weird.
Oh, my God.
It was just, like, a fucking...
I must have missed that. I'm sad.
Yeah, I don't know how you missed it. It was, maybe it was when you went upstairs to get something to drink real quick or something. I don't know. It was definitely weird. It was definitely weird. And then when they go to the prom, which is outside on a beach, because that's a thing, I just didn't understand where they were. I feel like they were on the West Coast, but I guess they could have been on the East Coast and had the ocean right there.
Maybe they were in Jersey.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. And the band was also weird, because the band, the one guitar player...
Was like hitting on Denise.
Hitting on Denise, and then they're going out at the end. How old is that guy?
Well, probably 45.
He looked like he was easily 45 years old. And, like, he was playing a 45-year-old.
Yeah.
And then, like, she's like, oh, finally, somebody picked me. And then they threw in that weird line where she's like, nobody knows I used to be fat here.
Yeah, what? What?
When was this a thing? When did she ever complain about how she can't get a guy because everybody here knew she was fat? And who cares if she was fat? She's not anymore. What's the problem? I really just don't even understand. I just didn't... I don't know. And honestly, I thought the reveal of her boobs were going to happen when she got tossed in the ocean. Terry,
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, like...
Because she got tossed in the ocean, she's wearing a tux, so she's got a white shirt underneath.
Right.
I assume, like, she gets out of the ocean, Greg was going to be like, oh, what the fuck? Like, you know? So, Kevin shows up, her sometimes boyfriend, and is, like, telling her, like, what are you doing here? What are you doing in a tux? I don't even know what... He doesn't know what's going on. He's lost. He's confused, which makes sense. And then Rick is like, whoa, you're his boyfriend? Like, whoa, I want nothing, no part of that. And then she's like, no, come on, Rick. And then she, like, pulls him to the side, starts explaining that she's in love with him.
And he's like, I know, you're gay. I figured it out.
And then he's like... She's like, no, I'm not. I'm a chick. And he's like, yeah, whatever. So... My thinking is, if you want to prove that you're a chick, I guess the way she took is one way. I kind of thought, like, maybe, well, why wasn't she wearing a bra?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Wouldn't that be more obvious for your boobs to show?
Yeah.
If you're not wearing a bra? Especially wearing a white tux shirt that's kind of, like, not...
Well, she wasn't planning on getting her white tux shirt wet.
Yeah, but, like, even she didn't have it buttoned up, the jacket.
Right. True.
And she wasn't wearing an undershirt.
Right.
So, I don't know. But, like, even if she wasn't wearing a bra, or if she was, she clearly wasn't, she could have just been, like, had him, like, touch her boob.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know, touched her crotch and realized there's no dick there. I don't really know, but instead she decides to just flash her boobs.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, here's my big boobs. And I was just like, and he was just like, he goes, where do you get off having boo or having tits?
Yeah, that was strange.
Yeah, I was like, that's a fucking weird line. And then after she kisses him, yeah, then he goes, oh, it's okay, she has tits, or he has tits. And I feel like, oh, everyone's just supposed to accept that, that's okay. And, you know, just not weird at all. And it was weird because Greg really never had any sort of payoff except where he got thrown into a table and then that was just the end of Greg.
Right. Greg's dead.
It was just, yeah, I guess Greg died. He got thrown into the table of goodies and then just died. And Rick, essentially, I thought Rick, it almost doesn't make sense. I guess it kind of does that Rick read the article and he's like, nah, I'm in love with Terry. But it seemed like he was hitting it off with Denise just fine. And like,
yeah.
Like, I
no,
first.
No, not Denise.
No, Deborah. Because it wasn't like, you could have almost seen it had there not been this whole thing with, like, Greg, like, oh, she's just trying to make Greg mad. But, like, she's just genuinely, like, concerned about Rick when he got punched and, like, genuinely, like, having a good time with him.
Right.
So he was just like, oh, see you later, Deb. Yep. I'm going to go bang this girl that was pretending to be my friend and that was a dude for a long time. Because that's a thing that happens all the time. I'm just going to fall in love with that. I don't know. It was definitely very weird. And then at the end, her brother pulls up in her car. I don't know why. He was, I don't know. I don't know what she was doing. She was just like at a restaurant of some sort.
She was on her internship, I think.
And it looked like a cafe.
He was like, you have this internship and it's summer. You need to cheer up. You've got your own personal chauffeur and I've got a sex life and a license, remember?
Yeah, I just didn't. I thought she looked like she was at a cafe or something. I don't know. Anyways, he pulls up. All of a sudden, Rick shows up. That's when they say they fall in love. But then at the very end, this biker chick pulls around the corner.
Oh, this is weird.
Pulls up. Bud go looks to, like, the car with Rick and Terry, and then looks at the biker chick, and just picks the biker chick, as if that was the choice. Like, how
and
is this
she
his...
She clearly is, like, 40 years old.
Yes, but how is this his choice? Like,
she pulls up, looks at him, and then, like, nods for him to
hop
on.
Yeah, but, I don't even understand how this happened. Like, that was one part where I was just like, I just don't understand what just happened. I really don't. A lot of the other times I could kind of get a little bit where
like
where,
the salamis from the ceiling.
Yeah, I got that joke. It was just like, why don't you just hang wieners from the ceiling? That's why you obviously want to be about bringing your wiener out. But like, yeah, this chick just pulls up on a bike and then he gets on and he's like, yeah. And then they go off and the movie ends. I was just like, what? Who the fuck was this chick? And why did she just like, oh yeah, this 16-year-old kid, get on my bike.
Let's go have sex.
That's normal. I'm like a 35-year-old woman and you can get on my bike. We're just going to go bang. You're 16.
Well, he was like, I reached my sexual maturity in 2 years at age 17. He said that in the movie.
Oh. Well, I thought he was 16 the whole movie. Was he 15?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyways. I don't remember. I thought he was 16 the whole time. How was he driving a car?
He turned 16 at the end, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he was 16 the whole time.
Alright, this is a real trivia thing. So Rick is obsessed with James Brown. Before the prom scene was shot, James Brown spent 3 days teaching Clayton Rohner, who plays Rick, dance moves.
Oh my god.
They never even showed this shit!
No.
The way he was dancing. And at the dance, the song that's playing the majority of the time is like this fast song, and half the people are dancing like it's a slow song.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that. Like, just, I don't even, like, why do you even take the time to have him, you know, oh, that's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
In Terry's room, there's a few posters of Bruce Springsteen, and at the time, Joyce Heiser, played Terry, was dating Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
Weird. Interesting little factoid there.
Not yeah, because they were grown adults, and she was playing a teenager.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I love how there's some people that just absolutely, this is like their favorite movie of all time on IMDb here.
May contain spoilers, oh yeah. No.
Like this one person, I love this movie and will drop all that I'm doing to watch it on TV Yet, there is no reason. I can see that I should love it so. What? The acting is bad, more like junior high school play than a movie. The plot is far-fetched, to say the least. The characters unlikable, and their motives questionable. Yet there's something darkly fascinating as Terry transforms herself to Terry, the new boy at the high school that also has the pleasure of being bullied by the same blonde tormentor remembered fondly from The Karate Kid. All I can say is perhaps off-centeredness of everything, plot, characters, acting, 80s cheese, it all gels into one fine film, a classic for the ages.
Oh, boy.
Some people just get a little too obsessed with some of these movies.
And oh my god, what is with that huge one?
Oh yeah, this one's like a fucking paragraph. Though this one probably explains the entire damn movie. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. I like this one. The movie reaches its climax at, what else, the senior prom on the beach. In a dramatic attempt to win Rick's affection, Terry rips open her tuxedo to reveal quite a nice pair of breasts. My friend Dave kept on repeating how he couldn't believe she hid those in the entire movie.
Oh my god.
So, yeah, it's just the one of your typical 80s cheese fests that has a lot of, like, absurd moments in it. And I only remember watching this movie just because I knew there were boobs in it.
Typical.
I was just like Bud. I just...
Sex-crazed teenager.
Yep, I didn't have all the posters all over my walls of naked chicks. I don't think my parents would have been too fond of that. But, so I had to wait for movies like this to come on, like, HBO and be like, oh, yeah, I remember this had boobs in it at the end.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Just One of the Guys, 1985. It's, I mean, if you're in the mood for some 80s cheese fest, it's one of the more, I feel like it's one of the more memorable ones. I feel like people mention this every now and then.
I didn't hate it.
No, it's not terrible. It's not. There's way worse. It's actually rated in the, I saw some sort of list. It said top 50... high school movies of all time. It was like in the like 48 or something. Yeah. but almost
didn't make the cut.
But it's definitely one of those, you know, like this one of the first ones to do this like thing where it's like, I mean, there's like Tootsie and things like that,
right?
But that wasn't like the high school, like, you know, I mean, there's a lot of these now, a lot of these afterwards where it's like, oh, the high school boy dressing as a girl or the college girl, something like that, you know. This kind of was like one of the first ones, definitely. And I always remember this, and for some reason, I don't know why, I feel like I probably watched them at the same time, was like How I Got Into College. So I think that might have been like a late or an early 90s movie. I feel like I remember watching those like simultaneously.
Did that one have boobs in it too?
You know what? I don't think so.
I'm shocked you watched it.
Oh, whatever. I don't think it had, Oops, I'm pretty sure it's like a PG-13 movie, but that one I always liked too, is funny. Anyways, that was just One of the Guys. It was not so bad movie. Check it out. It's on Netflix, easily accessible on the streaming. So yeah, next week should be joined back by Gina and Ryan. Ryan has been wanting to do a trauma movie for some time now, so I figured we would do none other then. I know most people probably think Toxic Avenger, but that's been done a billion times over. So I'm going to pick one of my all-time favorite trauma movies, which is Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD. Harry Griswold is an NYPD cop who is possessed with the spirit of a great Kabuki master. This has made him the chosen one to do battle with the evil one. He is also out to do good deeds and fight crime in the name of the law.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. They literally call the bad guy the evil one throughout the whole movie.
Oh, great.
And it has the classic trauma car crash that is used in, like, six other movies. The same car crash.
Cool.
Yep.
Saves money that way.
Yeah. Yeah. They have no money still to this day. No, I'm sure they have some money. But it's a Lloyd Kaufman classic. I've seen this movie... I haven't watched it in a long time, actually, because it's on Netflix now, but it wasn't always, and before that, I just had it on VHS, and it's definitely one of the trauma classics right up there with The Toxic Avenger and Class of Nukem High and Surf Nazis Must Die and all those other insane trauma movies. So, for B-Movie Breakdown, I'm Corey.
And I'm Kaylee.
And reveal boobs.
It's the best of the worst B-Movie.